And I want you to read that book. I'll let you take it. And I tell you what, he really was remarkable the way he got them settled. He even went in over into Mexico following Cortina, this renegade that we had, you know. The Mexicans gave him permission because they were having trouble with him too. And that particular area is a wildlife refuge, and it's the largest bird sanctuary in the United States, 2,000 acres. And I have just finished up writing the narratives on the land ranch connected with that area. There are three, Santa Ana and El Toritos and El Gato Ranch. And the stump that I've hit is getting any biographical material on the original grantees. There's no people left. But I happened to go to Ciudad Victoria on a tour. It'd be 5 weeks ago today. And I ran into the historian of the archives. And I think he's going to find me something on the men that were original grantees of the land. The Santa Ana was the largest one. I know who it is, Benito, and he was killed early at the age of 43 by the Indians and buried there. The cemetery is there. And the wife buried him with a bunch of money and everything. Of course, the vandals stole all that, but the cemetery is there. If you ever come down and can stay any time, I can take you to a lot of those places. It would be interesting. The state told me that if I would get the history of the land grants and a biographical sketch on them, and up until I've got the complete abstract clear through from the beginning to 1915, and then from 1915 to 43, there were different land company interests that came in there, and then in 43 the government took it over as a wildlife sanctuary. And from then on, of course, it's been the same thing, the same purpose. And they told me that if I would do that, they would put up a marker on the basis of the history of the land, because there's already one there for the wildlife, and that they would pay for it. And it cost about $475, so that saved that much of our budget from the county, you see. So that's why I made an extra effort to get it done right away. And then the same thing will happen with this novitiate building up here on the hill. Way up to Mission. Have you seen that?
No, what is that?
Well, that's a building up there. You go on the freeway like you're going to Rio Grande City, and before you get when you get past Bryan Road, you see exit 1016, and that takes you south to La Lomita. And it's interesting to visit because our agency has at least from the Oblate Priests 100 acres for 50 years at $1 a year, and we're refurbishing it, and it's being used to train men, adults who are mentally retarded, to put them in the workforce. And they've got a beautiful greenhouse, and the tomatoes are this big. They're just gorgeous, the tomatoes they grow. And of course, we've had quite a few art shows there, and I'm on the main committee to make it a valley-wide non-sectarian museum for the area. It's a beautiful building right up on a hill.
Speaking of tomatoes, I just thought of something. Down here, I've seen some little tomatoes about that big.
Well, those are the ones that are more or less hothouse tomatoes, you know.
What are they for?
They're for a salad, but I don't like them very well. They don't have the right taste.
Do they have a name? The
yes, they have a botanical name. I can't remember now what they call them.
Well, they just call them every day.
Uh-huh.
Do you have this every day?
They're not shippable either. They're too perishable. But these out here are just gorgeous. They're big, firm tomatoes. They grow them in a greenhouse, you see. Because they're pollinized in a greenhouse.
Do they call those little ones anything special? I mean, just an everyday name, like tomatoes?
No, there's a special name for it. I'll think of it in a minute.
Do they call them Tommy Toes or
something like that?
Cherry tomatoes or something?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Which is it?
I don't know, but it's one of those names. I'll get it for you in a minute.
Okay, fine.